8:05 the time. Yes. Yes. A special version of the Mornings with Ed show. I was due to take the entire vacation off here, but important information happened overnight, and I felt it necessary to share it with my community, with my friends, that a stimulus and relief package has been reached. A deal has been reached on a relief package late last night, and some of the provisions in it really directly affect us here in Laguna Beach. So I thought it important maybe that we get first in line here, that it's not available yet. It still has to be signed by Trump at the White House. But the agreement is essentially this, and it'll take a few minutes to go over everything. So I invite you to sip a cup of coffee with me right now. Grab a cup of coffee. It's going to take a couple of seconds to go through where it might directly affect you. So listen up, though. But late last night, leaders in the House and Senate reached an agreement on what is now a $900 billion pandemic relief bill. It includes enhanced unemployment benefits and direct cash payments. There were a lot of changes made from a proposal that they put forward nearly 2 weeks ago by the same bipartisan group of lawmakers. At the very last minute last night, direct stimulus checks were brought in. At the very last minute, they weren't part of the deal up until the very last seconds of this deal. So direct aid to states and liability protections for companies, those were left off the bill. So if it passes, and they're looking forward to it passing here in the next few minutes, I guess they're voting on it now, and Trump has to sign it, then we can all start taking advantage, jumping in line and applying for these loans. So stimulus checks, let's go over those first. The package is going to send direct stimulus payments of $600 to individuals, and that's half the amount that was provided in the first round of checks that went out last spring. And as with the first round, the payments are going to only be sent to people below a certain income level. Though it's not clear exactly what that income level is now, last time, if you made less than $75,000, you got the full amount, which then was $1,200. It's $600 now. But if you make less than $75,000, you were to get the full amount. And between $75,000 and $99,000 of income, then you get scaled down as you go up. And then it cuts off at the $99,500. So that was last time. I'm not sure exactly what the numbers are. It's not clear right now. But one thing that is clear is that eligible families would receive an additional $600 per child. Last time it was $500. So this is $100 more per kid that you can get as far as the stimulus check goes. So let's talk about unemployment benefits. A lot of our neighbors are unemployed here. So the jobless would receive a $300 weekly federal enhancement in the benefits that they're currently getting for 11 weeks. So that's from the end of December through mid-March under this deal. And the amount is half of the earlier federal boost, which you might remember was the $600. That ran out at the end of July. Also, the agreement calls for extensions of two other pandemic unemployment programs that were created in the CARES Act back in March. Now, both are currently set to expire at the end of this week, and that's going to affect an estimated 12 million people. The Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program expands jobless benefits to gig workers, freelancers, independent contractors, and the self-employed, and certain people affected by the coronavirus. So that's one. The Pandemic Emergency Unemployment Compensation Program provides an additional 13 weeks of payments to those who exhaust their regular state benefits. And both programs would close to new applicants in mid-March, and then they would phase it out in early April for existing claimants. The final agreement is a lot less generous than the original bipartisan deal was that released earlier, that they tried to go for earlier this month. It would have provided 16 weeks of enhanced payments and pandemic benefits. Now, small business owners, small business loans here, listen up. The bill is going to reopen the Paycheck Protection Program so that some of the hardest hit small businesses can apply for a second loan. The program stopped taking applications for the first round of loans. You might remember back in August, they still had a little pool of money that they were looking to get rid of. So they gave between the end of June to the end of August to suck up that pool of money. Well, that round of loans, those rounds of applications have closed. But this specifically designates $12 billion
for minority-owned and very small businesses. So many here in town qualify for those very small businesses. And what those small businesses are you could be working basically out of your home. From what they were negotiating, you didn't need a storefront for those loans. Unlike in the CARES Act, this bill carves out $15 billion for live venues, independent theaters, and cultural institutions. It also expands eligibility to more nonprofits, as well as local newspapers, TVs, and radio broadcasters. And I want to go back to mentioning that the brick and mortar storefront. I'll get more clarity on that hopefully later this week when we speak to someone from the Small Business Administration. I'd like to make sure that that is in fact the case there. And funding for schools and childcare, the bill is going to provide $82 billion in aid for K through 12 schools and colleges. And you might remember that earlier proposals from both sides, Republicans and Democrats, they had called for at least $100 billion in aid for schools, but they wound up at $82 billion. And an additional $10 billion is included to support childcare providers that have struggled, obviously, because of the pandemic. And renters, there's a lot of renters in town struggling, clearly. So the bill will extend until January 31st, the eviction protections that's set to expire here at the end of this month. It's also going to provide $25 billion in rental assistance for individuals who had lost their source of income during the pandemic. So, yeah, if you live in town and you're struggling to pay the rent because your restaurant is closed or whatever, then by all means, you can now apply it for rental assistance as there's a $25 billion pool there. And I'm here this morning to tell my neighbors to do this first, be first in line. As soon as that bill is signed, start researching. Start researching yourself how you can apply for it, okay? And I, of course, will be here to give you information as well. Nutrition assistance, the deal is going to raise SNAP benefits by 15% for 6 months, but wouldn't expand eligibility. Now, it's more generous than the original agreement from earlier in December, from earlier this month, which they proposed, which called for a four-month increase. And Democrats have advocated for augmenting the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or we know it as SNAP. It's what food stamps are formerly known as, but the provision never made it into prior relief packages. The bill is also going to expand the pandemic EBT program to families with children under the age of six, deeming them now enrolled in child care and eligible for those benefits. It now provides money to low-income families with school-age children in lieu of the free and reduced-priced meals that they would have received in school. So, yeah, they're not going to school. They're not getting those meals. You would then, they're going to benefit those families with the money for that. The deal will also send $400, obviously, to spend that money to feed the kid. The deal would also send $400 million to food banks and food pantries through the Emergency Food Assistance Program. It's going to provide $175 million for the nutrition services for seniors, like Meals on Wheels, and $13 million for the Commodity Supplemental Food Program. And that program itself serves almost a million older Americans monthly. Vaccine funding is important here. The agreement's going to provide $20 billion for the purchase of vaccines so that they can be available at no charge for anyone who needs it, as well as another $8 billion for vaccine distribution. And that's as important as anything in this bill. As we saw with the Pfizer rollout, distribution could have gone more smoothly. The $8 billion is going to help substantially now that Moderna is going to roll out, as well as AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson. So we'll have four different companies here in a matter of months. And we will need to assist them in rolling these vaccines out. It's also going to give states $20 billion to assist with testing. And speaking of states, what's not in the deal doesn't contain any direct aid to state and local governments. It drops that initial call that we had for $160 billion in assistance as the basis for good faith negotiations. So they just dropped it. The provision has been among the most contentious negotiations. House Democrats had provided $875 billion in the relief bill that passed in the chamber back in May to help states and local governments struggling with lower tax revenues, obviously due to the pandemic. We spoke about that with the mayor extensively here in the last several weeks. But Republicans have been resisting allocating additional aid beyond the $150 billion that was provided in Congress's original relief bill. So state and local officials have been blasting lawmakers in the last few days, you know, when they realized it became clear that direct aid was not going to happen. So that's where we are now. If you're, and I'll say it again, if you're a small business in town, if you're a struggling small business, a restaurant in town, let's get on this first. Be first to apply. Keep your eye on what's happening with this. It's due to be passed today, and then hopefully signed no later than tomorrow by the White House. But we can never tell. So just keep your eyes open here. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.